Welcome to Sunday Conversations, Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
And our co-host. We got another co-host. It's always good to have Lady Catherine in the building.
You know, she's a veteran now.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hand over the mic to her. It's going to be daddy-daughter conversation in a minute.
And I don't know if the audience would be able to understand it.
Oh, they got it.
She will definitely talk.
I think she can handle it. So what's been up with you, Teddy?
Well, you know, Janae, I'm just, you know, I'm in a strange place right now,
really?
Mentally and emotionally. Because, you know, just last Sunday we had the pastor, Reverend Hewlin, on the show with us. And he was talking about that next day, that Monday, where we were going to have the processional with the pastors and with the funeral directors, and that happened. It did happen.
Right.
However, that night, three people were killed in Columbus from gun violence. You know, it's becoming agonizing. It's becoming aggravating.
Yeah.
I refuse to let it scare me, because no one is going to scare me where I pay taxes. I'm sorry. You know, I as a family, we contribute to be a part of this city.
Right.
However, it makes you wonder, how much more aggressive do we need to become in dealing with this crime issue?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I know it's going on right here in the city, but it's going on everywhere right now, Teddy. It's like, I literally cannot turn on the news without hearing about something here, hearing about something, you know, down in Atlanta. Of course, we all know what's going on in my hometown of St. Louis right now.
Right.
So we just have to keep asking the question, what needs to be done? Do we need to get a bit more aggressive? What do we do? And we've been asking that basically like the last 3 weeks on Sunday Conversation. But I'm with you. It is kind of in that space where I just feel like blah. Like, I don't know, you know, what can be done, what can be said, what needs to be shown. Like, because prime example, I was on a blog site the other day. And, you know, rapper Drake, one of his entourage guys was shot and killed.
In Canada. I saw that. His apartment lobby.
He was waiting in the apartment lobby for someone to buzz him up, and two guys just came up outside and shot through the glass. And killed him. And so I was looking at, I always read comments on blog sites, and a lady commented and said, I can't believe I just watched this. And then someone came behind her and said, are we all becoming numb to watching real life murders? And she was saying, because of Facebook and Snapchat, now we're actually seeing people murdered and we're watching it.
I mean, you know, social media,
it's like we're immune to it.
Social media has added an aspect of exposure to crime and news much faster than what we were accustomed to. And I understand that. But however, TV shows and movies have depicted for a long time actual murders and people, you know, massive murder scenes, you know, but that's the drama that we like. And I wouldn't venture as far as to say that social media is contributing to the level of crime right now. But what we have to do is we got to be able to identify those factors that are contributing to the current level of crime, what is causing those factors. And there are some professionals that argue, and they've debated this for years, but there are some professionals that argue that the lack of jobs and economic development, particularly in the minority community, is contributing greatly to the level of crime, you know. And I don't know if we're talking about that enough. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that on average unemployment is somewhere around 4.4%, but the unemployment rate in the African American community is around 7.7%. It's the highest in the nation right now.
Okay.
And so, you know, that part baffles me. And I just wish we had more attention to it versus individuals trying to use it as a talking point, you know, saying, oh, look how it's improved. But yes, the national unemployment may have improved, but when you leave an entire segment of people behind mm-hmm. from a development and growth perspectives, both development and growth perspectives, that becomes problematic.
Right.
You know, and so I just tell you, again, you know, I open up by telling you that I am emotionally torn. I am disturbed right now. Mm. Three people.
Yeah.
Lost their lives. And according to the Legend Choir, even though they was on different streets, you want to know the location numbers?
What?
Both locations, 1024.
Mm.
Two people lost their lives at 1024 50th Street. Well, I don't know if that was that location, which street, but the address. And 1024 just stuck out to me for some reason. And I was thinking to myself, what does this mean? Like, you know, is there a message here? Like 1024. And I can tell you, one thing I am tired of, and I know our listeners, they got to be tired of this too, because, you know, this is happening every day around them, around their neighborhoods, around their children's schools, around their churches, you know, around their the places where they go to patronize, to spend money, you know, violence and crime. And we got to get to the root of it, because there's something perpetuating this. You know, I can't begin to understand or say I can explain the mindset of these people conducting this violence.
Right.
However, I think if we looked at it analytically and strategically, we can discover that there's some element behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have jumped to conclusions and say it's gang related and it's drug related and, you know, things of that nature. And we know with drugs and with gangs come violence. We know that.
Right.
That's not a secret. However, we need to understand whether or not that really is the problem, because if that is the problem, then at some point we got to start working to address it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just, my heart aches for the people of our city. You know, I lay up at night sometimes thinking about this issue and how do we address it?
And I think that's a question that everyone, you know, we ask, like I said, we've been asking it really the last 3 weeks on Sunday Conversations. And I kind of want the audience to be able to come in with us and have the conversation. So, you know what? I think I'm going to send out an email.
Okay.
And maybe we can get some listeners to email us and say that they want to come on the show. And maybe they can give us some solutions live on the air. So if you want to be a part of Sunday Conversation and come on with myself and Teddy Reese, send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com. That's sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com. And we're serious about this. We kind of want to have a conversation with some people in the community, just not political leaders, not, you know, a person that's this. We want someone in the community that's listening and may have a solution to this. So come on there. More than one person.
I would love to talk to some OGs.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to some OGs in the community. If you're listening to this, you know, and these are not necessarily OGs, but you know, Aunt Carter, Chris Brown, Jerry Riley, Brandon Hicks, you know, y'all work with us let's get a real conversation going. And
but even like that with the people that you just called off, and I'm not going to call anybody out because I want, like, maybe there's somebody that's Beverly that's sitting on her porch right now.
But see, what I know about these guys is that they're connected to the community.
right, they're connected to the community, but I want the person that's sitting right there in the community every day,
right,
that may be listening to this conversation, and they may have a solution because they see it every day. They may have been outside on the street at 10:20.
That's true.
Right before it happens. So I want them to feel free to be able to come on and sit in the studio with us and have the conversation.
And just to be clear, now we're not trying to solve any murders. We're trying to solve the crime.
Exactly.
Problem.
We want to start a conversation with the community and want the community to be a part of the conversation. So definitely, if you want to come on, we cannot get everybody in the studio, but we want to get several people to come in and sit with myself and Teddy and do a show with us.
We can have a community conversation.
Oh, definitely.
You know, we can get with our friends at the Liberty like we did last time, and we can have a live on the air community conversation about how we deal with this violence issue. So it's a conversation we gotta have.
Yeah. So definitely, if you want to be a part of it, Sunday Conversations at dbicolumbus.com. Sunday Conversations at dbicolumbus.com. And we're just gonna switch it up a little bit. You know, we don't want it to every show just to be sad and about the bad stuff that's happening in the city, especially when we have a lot of good things that are happening in the city.
Well, you definitely want to talk about St. Louis then.
Oh, yeah. You see, I just went past St. Louis. I've been dealing with that all week long. The videos, the protests, my family and friends at home, my mom calling me every other day like, can you believe this just happened? It's just a lot of stuff going on in St. Louis that I just want to skip past right now. Just talk about some good things that's going on right here in the Tri-City. And today, first thing is we got Jazz on the River.
Jazz on the River Day.
I'm excited. You know, come on out to Woodruff Park. It's going on from 4 until 8 p.m. It's going to be live jazz all evening long. We're going to be in Uptown Columbus. We're taking over Columbus this Sunday. And some of the hottest bands, like right here in the city, we got Unscripted with Chris Kelly, The Chemistry Project, Rod Baptiste, D. Lucas, also Gerald Damian and the Motor Soul Collective, and Jay Henry, and just a lot of good people that are going to come and hit the stage. It is hosted by me, so I got to slide out the studio, go switch clothes real quick, and then, you know, I'm always working. It's Sunday. It's my day out. I'm hosting along with G Smooth. I'm a nighttime person. Yeah. So we got plenty of giveaways for you. So come on out. You know, it's really important to kind of do family events like this. And this is definitely a family event, especially with everything that's going on. A safe place for you to come, bring your family out, some lawn chairs, some blankets. And hopefully Lady Catherine can come on out too and, you know, enjoy it. It's going to be food and drink vendors. It's going to be a really good time. And you need to come and experience events like this when you have all of the other stuff that's going on in the city. So I encourage everyone to come out to Jazz on the River today. And it's going to be fun.
And what time is it again?
It starts at 4.
Okay.
So it's from 4 until 8 p.m.
All right.
So it'll be fun. Come join us. Come out. Hang out. Teddy Reese, Lady Catherine. Wifey.
You know, I was looking at ship. You know, today has been nice so far. So hopefully this nice weather continues.
I know. And hopefully it don't get too hot. Hopefully it's pretty even weather.
Right.
We'll take that. And then we're going to take a quick break and just come back and talk about a few other things that's coming up in the city, a few positive things that's coming up in the city. It's Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
We'll be back.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Georgia. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Georgia High School Association and the Georgia Athletic Directors Association.
Sunday Conversation. It's Janae Renee
and Teddy Reese,
and my co-host Lady Catherine is in the building too on this Jazz on the River Music Festival Sunday. That's what I'm just gonna call it. We've just been talking about we started talking about some things that's going on right here in the city, just to kind of give it a good a distraction from the bad stuff that's going on. So again, come on out to Jazz on the River. It's taking place at Woodruff Riverfront Park in Uptown Columbus from 4 until 8 p.m. It's just an evening of live jazz. We want your entire family to come out and be a good old time. If you like live music like me, I'm sure you will enjoy today. And again, I am hosting along with my partner in crime, G Smooth. And also, I wanted to mention, we're just going to talk about some things that's coming up in the city. The Celebration of Praise concert with our sister station, one of our sister stations, Praise 100.7, is going to be Saturday, October 28th at the Trade Center. And everyone is excited about this. Vashawn Mitchell and Ted Wynn, Cheryl Fortune are all going to be on the stage along with, you never know, some other acts will hit the stage. So if that's something that you're interested in, please come on out. Again, it's October 28th. It's a Saturday Celebration of Praise concert. And then we have, before that, actually, in less than two weeks, we have the Old School New School Party, which is Friday, October 6th. And that's going to be just before the Tuskegee Morehouse game on the 7th. Now, that's something you know all about, right, Teddy?
Well, you know, I'm a graduate of Albany State University. However, I am a huge supporter of HBCU football. And we do have the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic coming up October the 7th.
Okay.
And the game is going to be at 2 p.m. At A.J. McClellan Memorial Stadium. Now, this is something that, you know, we can't talk about enough because these two schools are very, very, very historical as it relates to HBCUs all across this country. Now, actually, I think the game's at 4. I apologize. Game's at 4. But if you get there at 2, you know you won't miss it. You'll just be a little early. You can enjoy the tailgate. You can enjoy the vendors.
That's everything.
Exactly. And so, you know, you're going to see two historic schools that have, for years, educated African-Americans all across this country and provided education when education was not available to people of color. And they've done a phenomenal job. But to think that these folks have held together this classic here for such a long time. As a matter of fact, this is going to be the 82nd Tuskegee Morehouse Classic. These schools have played this game for at least 82 times. I know there were some times around World War II where, you know, football season were delayed for some schools. So I can't necessarily say this is the 82nd year in a row. But what I do know is this is the 82nd time that these two schools have gotten together and met on the gridiron. And I think it's going to be a pretty good game.
Let me ask you, because this is going to be my second one, Teddy, but you've been to many of classics. And
right.
What does the classic mean to you? Like, what type of mood are you in around the classic time? Because I'm just going to tell you, like, I met this guy last year, and they were just super geeked. Like, his father goes out the night before and tailgate. They start frying fish and everything the night before. And it's just, you feel that people are genuinely happy that this is happening. You know, people are coming into town, friends they haven't seen in a while, or it's a tradition, and they do this every year. They come to Columbus for this game. And how do you feel, you know, being here? And I don't even know how many you've gone to, but I know you've gone to more than two, which is going to be my second one. But just tell me, like, how do you feel about it in general?
Well, you know,
and what it does for the city.
Oh, that's such a loaded question, because when I think about HBCUs, when I think about football, when I think about the Fountain City Classic or the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic or the Whitewater Classic, my heart smiles. And my heart smiles because I think about one word. And that one word is family.
Oh,
it's family. And like, if you, when you're out there, everyone is having a great time. You have educated people, you know, that have attended these universities, or families of those individuals, or children and grandchildren of those individuals that will soon become Tuskegee or Morehouse or Albany State or Fort Valley alumni. And these classics, they bring about an opportunity for people to get together, to have a good time, to reminisce about college days, to reminisce about, you know, the pledging their fraternity or their sorority, you know, or when they were on the court of Mr. and Miss, you know, when they were part of the Student Government Association. It's just those classics are an opportunity for individuals to see people that they haven't seen in a long time and give us the opportunity to come together and have a great time over a football game. Oh, and let's not forget the bands. Oh my, I've talked too long without even mentioning the word band, because the bands are a huge part of the success of the classics and football programs in our schools. You know, if we just want to be honest, we have created and educated and produced some talented musicians at HBCUs, and that is none more reflective than it is with the musical performances that are delivered by those bands. I mean, if you ever get to see Tuskegee Band playing ball and parlay up there in that stand, I mean, Tuskegee Band, we Tuskegee, we go ball and parlay, whether sunshine or day, we get crunk every day.
Uh-oh.
You know, that's Tuskegee
you,
man.
You getting crunk talking about
it. I know, right? And I didn't even go to Tuskegee, but it's the fact that, you know, the history that is embedded in that, in the history that is embedded in those schools, and the pride to think that we were able to create institutions of education for all people when educational opportunities were not allowed, and that these schools are still surviving and these schools are still thriving. Mm-hmm. And that's what the classic is for me. It's all of that bottled up together. All of that put together in one environment and one event, and it allows everyone to have a great time. You know, I think I could honestly say, and I'm going to thank God for this, I'm going to knock on wood because I don't want to see it, I have never seen an act of violence at a classic.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've never seen an act of violence at a Fountain City Classic, at a Tuskegee Morehouse Classic, at a Whitewater Classic. I've never seen an act of violence.
I'm going to tell you from my experience last year, just going through, walking through, trying to find the station's you know, tent, with people stopping me and say, hey, you want some food? You want something to drink? It was a very... It was different because, again, not to talk about my hometown, but we're not that friendly when it comes to tailgating and things like that. So that was new for me. But it is a good feeling. It feels really good to be there and be amongst, and I'm just going to say it, my people who look like me,
that's
people
right.
who dress like me, people who sound like me. It's definitely it was a good feeling. I can say that. So, and I didn't, like you said, I didn't see any incidents of anybody arguing, anybody fighting, anybody doing anything like that. It was just a really, really good time.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, once that game is over, you know, and everything kicks off, or once the game started and everything kicks off, it's just an amazing time. But then, you know, there are a lot of other events, too, that culminates the game itself.
Speak on them a little bit.
And so... You know, we just need to be aware of those and make sure that we participate in those. I know Sunday for the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic, they're going to have worship at Greater Mount Zion Baptist Church in Phenix City, Alabama.
Okay.
And that's going to start at 10:45. And then they're going to have a...
Well, at least it's not that early, because I know people going to be up after the game and partying, but at least it's not that early on Sunday.
And if you want to see local government get involved, because they understand, too. Oh, let me not fail. Hold on. Let me get that right. Yeah, let me not fail to discuss the economic impact of
these two schools,
of all the classes coming to the Valley area. I mean, when those classes are here, we fill the hotels, we eat in the restaurants, we buy the gas. You know, there's so much going on here locally that cities know it, and that's why Phenix City offers a proclamation for the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic. It's going to be Tuesday, October the 3rd at 9 a.m., and we'll be with the Columbus City Council Tuesday, October the 5th Tuesday, October the 3rd at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And Wednesday, October the 4th is going to be the media day. Of course, you know, that's when the coaches talk trash and they're going to make their presentation of the players and things of that nature. And Friday the 6th is the big Frederick Douglass charity golf classic. It's going to be at the Country Club of Columbus, right there, right down the road from Lake Bottom.
And it's also our old school versus new school party that night.
That night, that Friday night, absolutely. Yeah. So the golf tournament starts at 8 a.m., so go ahead and knock you a few golf balls in and go home and shower because you're going to be a little sweaty. And then come join us at the old school party, right?
Yep.
Where's this old school party?
At the Trade Center. It's going to be a big old party. Come rep your school. Come rep whatever school. Because I know you're getting in town early that week. People are getting in town early that week. So come out. Rep Tuskegee, Morehouse, whoever you're going for. Come out and rep, and we'll see what school takes it the next day. And you said the game is at 4, right?
The game is at 4 o'clock.
On that Saturday. Right.
Mm-hmm. But I would advise going out there around 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can work on getting your parking space.
Because I'm not going to even tell you where I was parked at last year.
Oh,
I was on some street down the block and around the corner, up the street, and to the side.
Oh, geez.
Okay. I promise you. I was like, can I park right here? And it was an older couple. They were like, baby, just put your car up on the curb. Just park right in front of us. You'll be fine. We'll watch you. I was like, okay. Well, if your car going to be, I'm going to park close to you, so if they come in a tow, they can't get both of us. Well, that's how we go. And that's where I was parked last year. I was parked pretty far, but I got there late. So you're right. Please get there on time.
And I just want to make one last point about the classics that come here. Every classic that we have here in the city. Don't be mistaken. This money is not going to pad anybody's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
For the Tuskegee Morehouse Classic, for the White House Classic, for the Fountain City Classic, that money goes to scholarships. And that's important for our
kids.
That's
really important.
So when you go to this game, you're supporting a child's education.
When you buy a ticket, you're supporting a child's education.
And that is so critical. Even if you can't go to the game, just buy the ticket.
There we go.
Buy the ticket.
There we go.
All right.
Sounds good. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. I got to make my way on out the studio so I can get on over to Jazz in the River. But definitely just kind of want to highlight some things that's going on in the city to kind of counter the bad stuff that's going on. Because good always outweighs the bad.
Absolutely.
Any given time, it outweighs the bad.
Absolutely.
So, but we still want to continue this conversation, and we meant it earlier in the show when we said we wanted people in the community that want to be a part of the conversation. Just you, whoever you are, if you're listening to Sunday Conversation and you want to come on and come in the studio live with myself and Teddy and talk about solutions for you know, the solutions for getting the city back on track and to stop the violence and things like that, then go ahead and give us an email. Send us an email, sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com. That's Sunday, the word conversations@dbicolumbus.com. We want you to be a part of this conversation, and we want you to come in here with us and
right
be a
here
part of the conversation
right
and have a real conversation.
And we're going to keep it real.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it professional. Lady Catherine just said if she can come to the station, other people can.
I heard her. I figured that's what she was trying to say.
I had to translate it, but that's what she wanted to
say. I had to move the mic over because, you know, she was trying to get it out. I was like, let me just do my part, Lady Kathy, you know? So I get it. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up. This is Sunday Conversation with Janae Renee.
And Teddy Reese.
Talk to you next week. The views and expressions of Sunday Conversation are not the views of Davis Broadcasting Incorporation, advertisers, nor their staff.